USA News, I'm Dave Collins. This Labor Day weekend, we'll see 200 million people in the U.S. feeling some brutal heat. Forecasters say there will be a heat wave in parts of the north central plains and upper Midwest that will last through the Labor Day weekend. Areas of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Iowa, and Illinois could see their all-time hottest September records. President Biden is praising the latest jobs report while speaking for the White House. The president said his economic plan is working to create jobs and drive down inflation.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces. Job satisfaction is higher than it's been in 36 years.
Biden said his administration created more than 13 million jobs since he took office, including 800,000 manufacturing jobs and those lost during the COVID-19 pandemic.
It wasn't that long ago that America was losing jobs. In fact, my predecessor was one of only two presidents in history who entered his presidency and left with fewer jobs than when he entered.
The U.S. economy added 187,000 jobs last month, more than economists expected. Attorneys for the woman accused of murdering her husband before publishing a children's book about grief are appearing in court. That comes weeks after state prosecutors said they wouldn't pursue the death penalty for Corey Richens. They could potentially agree to a preliminary hearing date. Police all over Pennsylvania are searching for a murderer sentenced to life who escaped from prison. Danilo Cavalcante escaped from the Chester County Prison on Thursday, and Deb Ryan, the district attorney there, needs help from the public.
If you see anything suspicious, please contact 911, regardless of how small or what you may perceive to be insignificant.
In 2021, Cavalcante stabbed his ex-girlfriend 38 times. This is USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger's attorneys have filed a motion to remove courtroom cameras. They say the photographer isn't following the judge's direction to use only wide-angle shots. The cameraman has shot multiple close-ups of Koberger, who is accused of killing four University of Idaho students while they slept. The judge has not yet made a ruling on the motion. The Pentagon now has a website intended to be a clearinghouse for declassified information on UFOs. The Defense Department is billing the site, unveiled Thursday, as a one-stop shop for publicly available records. The website is aaro.mil, M-I-L. United Auto Worker President Sean Fain is not optimistic about the contract talks with the Detroit automakers. Mark Mayfield has more.
Fain said on Thursday that the union's goal is not to strike, but to bargain a fair contract, but that they are ready to strike to win economic and social justice. The union wants a 46% pay hike and an end to the two-tier wage system, saying the contract expiration date of September the 14th is a hard deadline for a strike.
And Amazon shareholders suing founder Jeff Bezos and the company board after they awarded launch contracts for the Amazon satellite project to Bezos' space company, Blue Origin. The lawsuit filed this week claims that when the board of directors awarded contracts worth billions of dollars to Blue Origin, they did not consider rival space company SpaceX as a launch provider. Dave Collins, USA News.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.